This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 8th of Jun, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a clear day across most of Israel, with pleasant temperatures making it ideal for those venturing outdoors. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly, while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. Haifa is also basking in sunshine, a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from JNS, 8 hours ago, Iran and Hezbollah are already breaking the deal. Continued missile attacks on Israel underscore the challenge facing any ceasefire. Also from the Times of Israel, 5 hours ago, Iran and Houthis fired missiles at central Israel. The IDF has struck military targets in Iran in response. Also this hour, Axios reports 3 hours ago that Israel has struck Iran military targets after an Iranian missile attack. This marks a new phase in the conflict. Separately, I-24 News noted 7 hours ago that Iran launched several missile barrages at northern Israel. Israel vows to respond. And finally, from JTA, 8 hours ago, Trump urges Iran to make a deal after Iran fires missiles at Israel for the first time in 2 months. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global posted just minutes ago that Iran launched a missile barrage at central and southern Israel. Impact has been reported in the West Bank. Eyal Yacobi wrote just now that an Iranian ballistic missile has reportedly struck the West Bank, commenting on the precision of the strike. Avi Meir, posting 27 minutes ago, noted that missile sirens have been activated across Israel as Iran fires an additional missile barrage. Let's go deeper, starting with the ongoing conflict. According to JNS, earlier reporting indicates Iran and Hezbollah continue missile assaults on Israel, defying ceasefire agreements. This raises serious questions about future peace enforcement and the role of international actors. Turning to the latest strikes, the Times of Israel reports that Iran and the Houthis launched missiles at central Israel this morning, prompting the IDF to retaliate against military targets in Iran. This escalation follows President Trump's earlier plea to Netanyahu to avoid immediate retaliation. Civilians in the affected areas are taking shelter as schools close and hospitals relocate underground. Meanwhile, from Axios, we learn Israel's strikes on Iran mark the first direct response since the April 8th ceasefire. This action underscores the fragility of the ceasefire and highlights the IDF's readiness to protect Israeli sovereignty. The regional implications are significant, potentially drawing in broader international involvement. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News reports Iran's missile barrages targeted northern Israel, with the Israeli government vowing to respond firmly. President Trump's communication with Israeli leadership reflects international concerns about the conflict's expansion. And finally, JTA highlights President Trump's efforts to bring Iran back to negotiations. His remarks calling for a return to dialogue come amidst heightened tensions and serve as a reminder of ongoing diplomatic challenges. On the economic front, first, tech reports Israel struck targets in Iran as missiles from Yemen triggered sirens across central Israel. Explosions were reported in Tehran, Tabriz, and Isfahan, indicating a sharp escalation in regional tensions. Separately, according to Globes, networking solutions company DriveNets has secured an $8.5 billion valuation. The company is raising $410 million, making it Israel's second most valuable privately held company. And finally, Walla Business outlines the surprising results of the earnings season. Despite security concerns and slowing growth, the demand for electricity has surged, highlighting the resilience of Israel's capital market. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 9 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.